K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B. So on the line with me, I have somebody who has a pretty exciting job. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's going on, world? It's Ed the Artist, Body Tank King.
Ed the Artist, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm blessed, man. God is good.
So body painting, like, let us know, how do you take body painting and make it into a career?
Well, before all body painting, I was customizing shirts, designing clothes and stuff like that. I used to actually work for this clothing line called Machine. I was one of the main designers for this clothing line that did hand-painted abstract shirts.
We were
the biggest people to do that ever. And through that company, I did like a in-store and an event. And we did body paint at the event, and I did it for the first time. And, you know, I told myself, I was like, well, let me start doing this on the side, you know. And from there, I just kept on going with it. And, you know, ended up turning, into a full-time thing.
That's what's up. And Meskine was a big brand. Congratulations on that. So outside of Meskine, who are some of the people that you have worked with or companies that you've worked with?
Well, actually, right now, I have to take a break real quick. I'm actually in the in-store right now doing something with Sprayground, the book bag company, like a real cool book bag company.
Uh-huh.
My friends own a boutique in Georgetown called Kick Spot. They own a shoe boutique, exclusive shoe boutique, and they did a collaboration with the book bag company. And I'm customizing one of their bags. Just actually finished customizing one of the Sprayground's bags for raffle and stuff. And other than that, industry wise, music videos. I've worked with 2 Chainz, of course. B.O.B., Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane. Just name them. Any hot person on French Montana. As far as canvas wise, who I've painted, a lot of reality show girls like Kaylin Garcia, Malaysia Basketball Wise, Bambi from Love and Hip Hop, Shay Mack from Love and Hip Hop, Mimi from Love and Hip Hop, a few girls from the Bad Girls Club, so on and so on.
So do they call you up to get you to come and paint them, or how do you get in touch with these people?
Well, I've worked with, I've worked with major magazines like such as Black Men Magazine and Smooth Magazine.
Oh, okay.
So with Black Men Magazine, they set up where they contacted the models, you know, and then they contacted me, of course. I have a relationship with them, and then we end up doing projects together. I actually have 3 covers for Black Men Magazine, like 3 of the latest covers, and I just got a brand new cover of Smooth Magazine. So, I mean, it's just word of mouth, and, you know, it's just sometimes I reach out to the girls and something, and a lot of times they reach out to me.
That's what's up. Well, I appreciate your grind, man. That's really a wonderful accomplishment. Anything you aspire to accomplish that you haven't done yet?
I want to take this body paint thing. I'm a type of person, I like to evolve. I like to always take it to the next level. I can't stay in one position. You know, I have to keep on creating and come up with new ideas, you know?
So yeah.
Maybe one day you'll see me paint like an animal or something, like a giraffe or put a zebra print on an elephant and call it a zealophant. You know what I mean?
That would be cool.
Yeah. You might have to tranquilize it, though, but...
So how can people see your work or get in touch with you?
You can, of course, Instagram. My Instagram is EdTheArtist1, EdTheArtist1. My last Instagram got flagged, deleted, so that's gone. Twitter is TheArtistEd.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, I appreciate you for calling in and taking the time to enlighten us. And I'm definitely about to check out your work. And hopefully maybe we can bring you out here sometime and do some work in the near future.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, man. I appreciate it.